This is Tuesday night, the 11th of January, 66. It's just about 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. I've been in Saigon most of the afternoon.
This is tape 3, and it's now 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. I just took Matt and Barbie to the Base Theater to meet Lee Zorn, Joe, and Sammy. Joe and Sammy have been at Lee's house for the last hour, and Lee was on his way walking over here at the same time Sammy was calling him to ask if he could go to the movies with us. The kids will see those magnificent men and their flying machines this afternoon, and I'm glad to have them out of my hair. So John is just here with me munching on some cornflakes, and I'll see if I can get him to bed here pretty soon so I can get cleaned up. Back to yesterday morning, Joe asked Jude if he could bring home some ivy from her yard, so she fixed up a great big bag full for him, which Joe planted some here in front of our house, and we gave some to the Nelsons, some to the Lews, some to the DuPonts, and left Jude's yesterday morning. She fixed us pancakes. She had bought a little bottle of log cabin syrup and cooked ham for us. She really, as I say, was a lot more thoughty food-wise concerning us than she has been in the past. And she fried an egg for Sammy. So we left Jude's, and trying to think if she had any, no, didn't have any unusual bits of news from her. You knew that Janie is pregnant. Oh, she just said that she thought this was a surprise baby, that Janie's been chewing pills for the last year. I guess even after David and Alice, they didn't want any more children. So we arrived at Ann Smith's about 10:30 in the morning, and Susie came to the door. Janie first came to the door. She was on her way out with a girlfriend, and boy, what a doll she is. Her hair is long now with bangs, and boy, I bet the boys are really going to be chasing her if they aren't already. Carol was home, and gosh, I guess I just haven't seen Carol for years and years. We missed her last time when we were there. So we spent about an hour there, and Susie went out side with our kids. They were sort of in and out, but they had juice and cookies and that business. And they pulled a lot of daffodils that were growing out there and planted a couple of them in pots, and the rest were in water. And Ann got a cardboard box and put all these into to put in the car. So had coffee, and Carol and Ann and I sat at the dining room table and looked at all of your pictures and talked about you. And of course, Ann wants very much to see you and hopes that we can swing down that way on our way back to San Antonio. Carol has been accepted to Carleton College in Minnesota. Now, I think that's where Nancy Harris of Rochester went to school, isn't it? She's still waiting to hear from Vassar. These gals in the East, they still want to go to a big Eastern school. But Ann thinks Carleton sounds fine. Carol was very quiet, and Ann said, because she's, the uncertainty of all of this, she's been excessively quiet lately. She's doing a great deal of sewing, and I looked at some of the lovely things she's made and told her how nice they were, and she has no summer plans. Things just aren't gelling. Everything is all upset at this particular point. The other girls, unless they have babysitting jobs, there is nothing definite. Jude did tell me that the girls are very upset with their dad. Again, it's the same old story. No financial assistance to any of them, and Ann has been very worried about this. It seems that Hank did not get married, that this Australian girl went back to Australia, is supposed to be coming back soon. It was Aunt Mart who nailed all of this down when she was there this winter. She called Hank's office and asked his secretary, is he definitely married? And the secretary said, absolutely not. Mart just said, if he did get married, I want to send him a gift. So Hank is not married, and this situation remains about the same. Ann didn't look quite as tired as she did last fall when Mother and I saw her, but she does look older. Her hair is grayer, a little bit grayer than when we saw her last year. Well, it was great fun seeing her, and she would love to have us come back down. It was just 2 hours from Ann's house to our house, so you can see how quickly we can get there now. I didn't we took the parkway to Meriden and then picked up 91, and that's the way we would go up. I'm trying to think if we should go down again, if we took the interstate all the way down and then instead of going right to the Tappan Zee, maybe if we went left, that's when we'd pick up the parkway. I sort of think this is the way it would happen. I didn't really check maps very carefully on the way down. I was just going by memory and general direction and all of that. We got home. We were home at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and the DuPont saw us pulling into the driveway, so Kay came running over with the key, and also to tell us that the Lego, this is the little plastic set of building business, had arrived for Matt, and it was at their house. She brought it over. The Scott stereo thing arrived, and they were notified by Dottie Fern. Dottie came home one day this last week and saw it sitting on the back porch and said, it looks like something that should be taken into the house. So Marty came over and opened the door and set it inside, and in the mail is the bill. And it shows that it's all paid for, and it was $3 shipping charge on it, and the shipping date on it was something like the 13th or the 15th or something, so this did arrive quickly. I'm just delighted with it. Now I guess we have to wait for speakers from somewhere else. I can't even find your letter where you explained which of what you were getting and all of that, but I have the Gerard record changer sitting where the old turntable was and have a piece of plastic over it. What we should get for that is a piece of molded plastic, which I have seen, to cover that and keep dust out of it. And so I put the amplifier still in the box, or the tuner, I should say, over here at the end of the record player, and then it will just sit. I called Sylvia yesterday afternoon and let her know that we were home safely. I never did hear from her dad in Washington. When he called, she had given him Sam and Pat's phone number in case he wanted to send anything back up to Sylvia with me, but we didn't hear from him, so I assumed there wasn't anything for him to send. I probably just should have called him, but ran out of time. Same old story. I also called the Herons just to say, Colonel Heron answered the phone, and I just said, no need to worry about the Hanscom orders. I was concerned about the date on it and all of that, and I was just going to ask you about it. And he said, yes, he had heard the day before, the evening before, that you were going to San Antonio and that you had received your award. So Colonel Heron offered me his assistance if I do go to transportation to book our moving day. He said to let him know, and he will give me a hand if necessary. He said, too, I'd also talked to Jenny, and then they were passing on information. They know the man who is to be your boss down there, a Colonel George Schaefer, and there is also a Colonel Sandenberg. Jenny knows his wife Betty Jo, and she thinks they do live on base. Undoubtedly, you either have these names or will be getting these names and will be seeing these people. And I'm very happy that you did write to General Bohannon concerning the orders getting here as quickly as possible and the housing. This is what I hope also, that you can stop in San Antonio and try to get us a 4-bedroom house. It seems quite likely that you should be able to. And this I'm just almost counting on. I know I shouldn't count on anything because I've had everything fall through this year, but we'll see. The letter was here from Phoebe. Oh, am I surprised? Well, not really surprised, but it's better than mail, sending that set of flatware out to Phoebe and it getting there so quickly, because I shipped it, left it at the Holyoke bus station Saturday afternoon, and here it was there at, as she wrote, 7:10 or whatever, early Wednesday morning, and in such good shape. I'm very pleased. And I told Exa when she called last night, and she said, well, this was such a good idea. She thought if she had any large parcels to send to her brother, that she would do it this way. There was a friend of Phoebe's